I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the craziest radio show in Michigan. It's the Grillin' Guys. We're at thegrillinguys.com. You can check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys Radio Show. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy on Twitter. Anyway, it's just a couple of searing studs in here in the studio this morning. And we're talking with Fen Valley Wines.
Doug from Fen Valley. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL, live from the Spartan Studios, man. We have it going on today. We've got three bottles of wine in here from our friend Doug at Fen Valley Wines.
And it's Doug Welch, but he doesn't make grape juice. He makes grape juice extraordinaire.
That's right. My grape juice is spoiled.
Your grape juice rocks, man.
Okay. I wanted to explore, if you were with us in the last segment, we touched a little bit about this moldy grapes thing. And I didn't want our listeners to be turned off by that. But explain a little more about why that works, maybe a little bit of the science behind it, because I find that very interesting.
It's a mold that grows on the vines, or on the berries. And it's found worldwide. And it's responsible for the great wines of Sauternes and the Trockenbeeren Auslese of Germany. What it does is it grows on the grape and dries it out, so you get a little concentration of flavor, but it also imparts an apricot taste, and that's the amazing thing. You look at these grapes, they look nasty, and you make wine out of them, and what you get is this wine that tastes like apricot nectar. It's fabulous. And as I said, this is the best Riesling I've ever made. I've been making wine for 38 years.
Wow.
And you know, if I could retire, this would be the pinnacle, and I should retire now, but that's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, you're going to be like the baseball players that should retire after they break the record, but they keep going, right? Yeah, but
I can think of a quarterback that did that recently.
Right, but you just keep hitting home runs with this stuff, though. I mean, to use the analogy, but it's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, you said there's a festival coming up that you're going to be a part of.
Yep. Every year, for 20 years now, we've had this, what started as an open house, has started as an idea, where we actually had grilling people come in and demonstrate grills and things.
What's the date?
It's next Saturday, the 25th.
Oh, man.
And what we do this year and what we've been doing the last few years is we set up tasting stations out in the vineyard. Actually, my vineyard was licensed as a tasting room, which makes my farm the largest tasting room probably in the nation. Well, anyway, so people
hear
come
that?
In.
You got to go there.
Yeah,
who doesn't want to put their name on that book?
Who's fun? It's a lot of fun. So that's next Saturday, and this will be our 20th one.
Is there food there?
Is food, and I've got a guy that comes in. He does grilled ribs and grilled chicken. That's his whole thing.
Man, if we weren't going to be broadcasting live from Plums on Alpine, I'll tell you what. I would be jumping in that grilling rig with you, Jop, and we'd be cruising right down there because that would be a gig.
Yeah.
What are the hours of that gig?
It runs 1 to 5 on Saturday, and live music, food, wine tasting in the vineyard. We're going to be tasting this Riesling that you're so enamored with, Bob. That's going to be released next Saturday.
Okay. Well, maybe after Plums, we grab the wifeys and we do a little road trip.
Yeah, I think we ought to be able to talk them into that. It's not that far away. And, like you said, Bob, to have my name in the book at the world's largest tasting room, that's kind of cool.
Maybe your face on the wall.
Well, yeah, if the wall's big enough.
No, I'm sure you'll trip and your face will be on the wall.
Oh, is that how it goes? Yeah.
Or a floor.
Yeah.
He's got, anyway.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Beating on each other.
Yeah, but you know what? Bob is racing back this morning from vacation. Walked in here about a minute before we were going to get on the air, but...
Yeah, I feel like Tony Gates.
Yeah, everything's cool, man. You've been having a good time up there with your family. Your son's going to be taking off to boot camp.
Yep, Alex is going in the Army, and he ships out here in a couple weeks. So the dude is like 18. He's 6'3" and a strapping dude, and he just did not want to go. He looks at me like, who in the heck wants to go camping with you, man? You've been beating on my butt for like the last 2 or 3 years. I don't even want to spend a weekend with you. And we're like, his mom goes, Alex, you are going. So as soon as we got up there, him and Olivia ran down to the beach and it's been just like pandemonium ever since.
Olivia's his sister, right?
The kids are having a great time. But there's a great little piece of beach. If you go up to just north of Ludington on 31. It's called Forest Highway or Forest Trail. And you cruise out. Before you get to Manistee, you cruise right out to Lake Michigan. There's a little campground there. But before you hit the campground, it's called like Copper something. You take a right and you go up into all these little trails. Maureen and I used to camp up there when we were at Ferris. And we found a group of friends here in Grand Rapids that still love to camp there. It's just a phenomenal place. You're literally a dune away from Lake Michigan. You're in the woods. Great big sights. A few crazies once in a while.
You got any grills up there?
Oh, man. I got my big grill up there.
What you been cooking?
I'm cooking on the
tech?
Campfire.
On the campfire?
I got a tripod.
Really?
Yeah,
open fire.
Of course.
Now, that's new. Let's talk a little bit about that, because that's a completely different technique than we've ever talked about here.
Oh, open fire?
Yeah.
It's the only way to go.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you cooking on there?
If you're camping? Well, we've got some Kugelbrats.
Okay.
We've got Viennas. We've got, let me think here. I got to shift my mind back to camp. Last night we did fajitas, just basically a little cast iron, little pie makers.
Uh huh.
Those were great.
Little Tonka toaster
things,
or whatever they are.
Yeah, I took some chicken and I chopped it up and sauteed it in some olive oil. I used actually that chipotle from the crushed olive or olive press.
Right.
And put a little garlic in there, and I put some Worcestershire salsa and soy. And made a beautiful little, what do you call those things? Fajitas. It's like a fajita sauce recipe. It's just concoction.
So what I'm interested in is not what you ate, but how you cooked it. Okay, this is a Grilling Guys, 107.3 BBL FM. Cooking on open fire is something we don't talk about a lot. And that's where I want to go with this, if we could, and is just, what are the differences with the open fire? We always talk about the tech. It's indirect heat. It's radiant heat. Makes things really juicy. Doesn't dry them out. We use the smoker, slow cook, and that doesn't dry out. But this open flame is different.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? The good news is my wife is up there in the woods. She can't hear the show. So I'll tell you what happened. She ruined the Viennas.
Oh, really?
Dude, she put them on the tripod, and they came off with so much carbon on the outside. I'm like peeling off. My hands were solid black trying to get I actually let her cook the meat, which is like a sin in our house.
Sure.
But I was busy setting the tents up and everything.
I understand.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to eat.
Totally sacrificed.
So what'd she do wrong? You know, we're not picking on Maureen, but what did she do wrong? Because you know what? There's a lot of our listeners that are going to do exactly what you're doing in the next few weeks. They're going to pile in the their stuff.
You don't put hot dogs on when you've got a great big flame.
Okay.
You let it burn down. You get a nice bed of coals, and then you adjust your level so that you're just roasting nicely. If you're making s'mores, you don't catch a stinking thing on fire.
Right.
Right? You're going to have carbon. No, what we want is nice roasted meat.
The coals, the embers. Yeah. So there's
radiant.
The tip.
It's radiant.
There's
heat.
The tip, yeah. Right, that we want, is that don't cook when the flames are dancing and touching your food.
But what that's you basic do, stuff. Everybody knows
I understand,
that.
But your tripod, that's a cool little thing, and it's a great, and you can raise it and lower it, right?
Yep.
Let the flames die down. Cook over the coals. Don't cook over the open flames.
That's right.
Yeah.
No
cool.
Tripod jokes either.
Right.
Okay.
I understand.
It's a nickname.
Those are, yeah.
I barely got over it.
Yeah. So, woo! But anyway, our friends at Family Fare got some cool specials going this week. One that really caught my eye was they've got grain-fed whole beef loin. Now, this is the filet mignon. Mm. This is the best cut of beef. Ooh. You got to buy the whole thing, perfect. But it's only $3.88 a pound. I'm telling you, that's about a third of what it usually costs.
Wait a minute. Are you kidding me?
I'm not. $3.88 a pound.
For filet.
Right.
I thought you said the New York strip loins were on sale.
It's beef loin, whole boneless. Boneless New York strip loin. It is.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So that's not tenderloin.
Okay.
All right.
But it's $3.88 a pound.
That's a New York strip for $3.88. You'd normally pay, is it USDA?
Yes.
Yep. That's crazy because that's going to be marbled. If it's USDA and it's loin or New York strip, you're going to pay 9 to 11 bucks a pound for that.
That's right. You got to buy the whole thing. We're going to go get one and bring one over to Roasty O'Donnell.
That's right.
Our party later in the day.
Because you're going over to Siciliano's to grab some beer to bring to that listener party.
That's right. And we go across the street to Family Fair there on Lake Michigan Drive, grab one of these whole loins. We're going to slice it up, and we're going to grill it at our little party that we're having with Sean Hickey this afternoon.
And we need some beer today. And if you need beer and you're in Grand Rapids, you have to go to Siciliano's. If you don't, you're never going to know what beer heaven looks like.
That's right. It's on Lake Michigan Drive, just on the west edge of the city. And I'm going to tell you, these guys got the best beer selection in town.
It's off the chain.
It's unbelievable, the number of micro-brewed beers and varieties that they have there. And the cool part about Siciliano's, is they'll sell you one bottle at a time. So you don't have to get hooked for six bottles of something that you've never tried and you don't know. They'll let you mix and match anything.
Yeah, it is hard to pound six on the way home. So anyway, if you go a little further, you can go to Standale Lumber. And guess what? Tomorrow is Father's Day, right? Did you get your dad a present? Ah, you didn't get it yet, you late shopper. Go to Standale. I called them this morning. Talk to the boys out there. They have gift certificates for dad. This place, Standale Home Center, has about anything dad would want to fix up the house. And if you don't know what to get him, trust me on this. Don't get him that stupid shirt, okay? You'll have like 40 of them hanging in the closet.
You know, when we were out there a couple weeks ago, I was really interested in those fire pits that they have. They had a complete kit with the liner and the yep. stones, the whole thing.
Beautiful.
And it was a couple hundred bucks
like
is all it was.
$199 marked down or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it was.
They took about $100 off.
Right.
They got gift baskets too for the grill with rubs and, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. But that's Standale. Sicilianos, you got just a town full of great vendors here and merchants to purchase from. But we,
if you don't want to eat New York strips from Family Fare, they've got ground beef on sale, the 93% lean. Barbecue Bob and I have been on a little weight loss kick here. We're fighting the grilling season. And
fighting the mirror is what I'm fighting.
Yeah.
It's just screaming back at me.
It's the 93% lean ground beef, so it's still got a little bit of flavor. It won't be dried out when you cook it, but yet it's still about as healthy as you're going to get. They have boneless pork loin for $1.88 a pound. I love pork on the grill, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great deal. So
you put that on a good one smoker and bring it up to about 165, the juice will run out of that thing.
Yeah, talk about the good one smoker. I put that thing through its paces last night.
You got some experience on it.
Yeah, shout out to my nephew, Mike Johnson. I want to thank him for coming over. We prepared 24 pork butts yesterday after work. It took us about an hour and a half to trim them out, season them up, and get them on the smoker. We lit that good one up, put all 24 butts on there at the same time, and ran it up to about 240. And it was on there for about 9 hours, and picked them off this morning. They were all at about 190, just perfect, falling apart when I was pulling them off the grill.
I think you might be butt man joppy now.
Hey, man, you can call me whatever you want, but I'm telling you that that they turned out very well. We're going to pull them, bring some of those over to our Roast
yeah.
the O'Donnell party
yeah.
Later today.
Okay.
In our next segment, Bob's going to give us some tips. It's going to be a rerun from something that we did back in early April, but we thought it'd be good to touch on that again. So stick with us on those tips, and we're going to have an interview. It's a taped interview. It's new for the grilling guys to do taped interviews, but Bob was down at in Chicago, and I met with a guy named Dave Russell. So we're gonna talk with him a little bit. He's got a recipe from Shaggy and the Boys that's coming up. So if you hang with us, there's a lot of good stuff coming on, and we'll have another little chat with our man from Fen Valley.
So, hey, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We rock.